Wowie, wow, 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 wow. Can you believe it? The Los Angeles Lakers won a basketball game with only four guys on the floor. Here to talk with me about one of the soggiest basketball games of all time, an internet champion, Miles Brown, ladies and gentlemen.
How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing all right, man. Thanks for doing this, brother.
No problem.
Okay. Is there any chance you remember this game or this team? Or any of it.
I was doing a lot of drugs back then. So
hey, that's real.
Pieces. Yeah. Yeah. I vaguely remember this because when you got to the part about, I think it was Chris Kaman lying down on the bench, that's the part that is still bouncing around in the back of my skull there.
You can't shake it. That's what you was doing the drugs for. You can't forget that.
Partially, yeah. Yeah. No, that was a shitty time to be a basketball fan.
Jesus Christ, I was looking at LA's roster. There's no way you could name all the people on this roster. If you could name eight dudes on this roster, I will pay your rent right now. I got your rent tab number right now.
Okay, let me try. There was Sacre, right?
Okay, one.
Chris Kaman.
Yeah.
Nick Young, Jordan Farmar.
Right.
What year is this, 2012?
2013,
13, 14. 13? Oh, it's Steve Nash?
Yeah. Had a triple double in this game. Dwight not there this year. Dwight already gone.
Oh, Kobe then.
Yeah. Kobe sitting on a bench.
How many is that?
That's six.
Oh, okay. We're close to it. Was Sasha still there?
Negative.
Luke Walton?
Negativo.
Ooh, okay. It's getting thin now.
Getting
I said Nick Young, right?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to tap out. I'm just wasting the time at this point.
Well, honestly, thank you, because if I had to pay your rent, that would have fucked up my books for this month. And because I'm a man of my word, and I would have did that shit, but yeah, that would have fucked up a few lunches for me.
It helped me out, though. I appreciate it.
I want to take a moment to just appreciate Steve Blake for the maniac that he was. Had his first triple-double in this game and also socked multiple teammates of his in the face. Not in this game. I just respect that he did that.
He always had some go. He was becoming a stereotype in a sort of that way.
But, yeah. I mean, what is it like? Imagine being a white point guard. Is that what it's like? Like, do you walk into that with like a jail mentality where you're like, you know what? I just got to punch somebody to let everybody know that I'm not fucking playing.
Well, where is he from? Because I think he went to Maryland, right?
I think he's a Maryland cat.
If he's from Maryland, then yeah, he's a stereotype. But I forget the Steve Blake story, so I don't want to overstep here.
We're doing that next week. That Lakers team... one of the more disappointing teams. Are you a Lakers fan at all? You're a Portland guy, so.
I was a Kobe fan, so I was a Laker fan. But okay. When it ended, so did that.
That's fair. Because that I remember I wasn't a Kobe fan, and I remember seeing Dwight and Steve Nash and them on that Sports Illustrated cover, and like, it had me fucked up. It had me fucked up, but then I felt worse when it fell apart.
I don't know. I mean, that was just such an interesting time looking back, because if you had that team with the way that we play now, how different would it have been?
Damn, true. They got a bunch of shooters.
I mean, Steve Nash and Kobe Bryant with a spread floor, encouraging people to shoot threes. Maybe, I don't know. Dwight Howard is still a problem, though. So
I mean,
he's gone. That's right.
It depends on his back entirely. At what in this alternate universe, where is his spine at the time?
You mean like physically or metaphorically? Yeah.
I mean, I guess either way.
Okay. Well, then I got two different answers for you.
give me the metaphorical one. I like that.
I mean, wasn't that the problem? You know, the whole button heads between him and Kobe. And Kobe wanted him to be something that he wasn't until now, apparently. But I just think about Kobe Bryant, you know, a lot in the modern era. And I think that the numbers and some of the things that he was doing around that time period would be a good precursor to how it looked.
That's fair. I, you know, the end of Kobe's career is always, it brings up a lot of feelings for me. I personally feel like the Lakers have to be good. Like, no matter what my feelings are, if the Lakers are bad, like, things aren't fully right. And I know there's this year being the exception because, like, life stopped. They got the one seed, and then now we can't go nowhere. But other than that, you know, like...
Yeah, now they're holding you hostage. But, yeah, I mean, I've been watching basketball since, shit, like, 1980-something. And the Lakers have always been good, except... You know, like a slight dip in the 90s. And then they rode it all the way to, what, 2010? They got knocked out by Dallas, 2011. And then that was the start of the cratering that they're just coming out of. But yeah, that was a weird time that the Lakers were not a marquee franchise.
Yeah, and the one constant, Kurt fucking Rambis. Kurt Rambis there for the entire... God, I can't wait. I might start reading books if Kurt Rambis write a book. His book is the first thing on my list.
Well, he took some time off to fuck up the Timberwolves, too. So it was some equal opportunity incompetence there.
He came back, and D'Antoni is the coach. God, D'Antoni, one of the worst D'Antoni years. His opinion... never has a man's opinion changed more in my mind than Mike D'Antoni. Because at this point, I'm like, oh, this dude couldn't coach his way out of a fucking nice handbag. You know what I'm saying?
But you mean right now or back then?
Back then. But now it's okay. Oh, shit, he's a fucking basketball scientist. He got the whole shit mapped out. Very impressive return. If they had most improved coach awards, Miguel D'Antoni. Also, I like that he coaches the way I order a sandwich at the, you know, with like he's just always like touching his mask. Have you watched D'Antoni this season? He's got a mask on because he's kind of old and he's scared.
Oh, you mean since we playing Rona ball here?
Yeah, this is Rona Tony.
Oh, no, I haven't paid too much attention to him. I did watch a couple Rockets games, so.
Oh, Rona Tony is hilarious because he's always touching that mask. And he's yelling at the ref, and he's like pulling at the mask. And I'm like, that is exactly the same thing I did at Wawa today when I was getting my little hoagie on.
He seems like his breath gets hot. And maybe it's, you know, just he's got to let it out. But he's trying to set a good example at the same time. So it's very frustrating. And in the game, he's very frustrating. So he's tugging at the mask. It could be an OCD thing, too. So
that's fair.
I try and give him some grace on that, you know?
No, that's fair. That's fair of you to give D'Antoni some bail. Okay, here's a real bet. This is the real one. Okay.
Okay.
If you can name 9 dudes on the Cavs roster, I'll pay off your student loan.
If I can name 9 Cavs in 2012, then I should be working for the fucking Cavs.
Yeah, you should be a Cav. You should be a Cavalier in a suit with a sword.
Was Kyrie there?
Yes.
Deion Waiters?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ding, 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 ding.
This team is insane.
Is Varejao still there?
Varejao, absolutely. Varejao okay. was getting cooked this entire game we talking about.
Who else? Damn, we, you know, it kills you in times like this.
I'll give you a hint. The roster is basically all guards. Like, they only have, like...
Deli?
Deli's in there.
Okay.
Young, developing Deli.
So what? Deion, Deli, Marie, Varejao. All guards. Who else would be on that team? Was Booby still there? Nah, he ain't there.
Yeah, Boobs is out.
Yeah. I'm dry. I got nothing for you.
Once again, thank you for saving my checkbook.
Because, I defaulted on those, so that one would have hurt you.
Oh, my God. No.
man, they'd have put you in jail on that shit.
Now I got to fake my death twice? Oh, no. I don't need that. Most hilarious member of this roster, Andrew Bynum got a check off the Cavs that season.
Oh, wow.
It's like,
was that his last year? Or was Philly? Not
Philly for sure, because he had the Ike Turner. He had the press.
Yeah. That is the last image of Andrew Bynum in my head. I don't think we've seen him again since then.
No. His hair hasn't grown an inch since either. He's got the exact same fro.
Oh my God. I'm sure he spent his money well, though.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And do you think it, like, being on a bad team, you know that hypothetical where, like, your friends be like, would you play on a bad team? Like, you're in the NBA, but you start on the worst team. Like, do you think that should, like, would fuck with your mind for real? Do you think you could handle being on a crappy team?
Am I good?
Or no? You're good. You're a starter. You're legit.
Good, though. Like, all-star good, or I just start for the shitty team good?
You're all-star reserve good. All-star reserve good. You're like 20 and 10.
So I'm going to max out.
Yeah.
You max me out and you put me in Indiana, Cleveland, Minnesota, OKC. I'm good.
Yeah, it's real.
I'm good. Because you pay, you're an all-star, you get all the perks of that. You live in somewhere where life is cheaper. You're saving your money. You definitely run that town. And if you don't want to, you can lay in the cut and nobody bothers you.
Yeah, that's true. You're getting acres.
It's not a bad deal.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You're three quarters of the year, you're taking L's.
But the rest of the year, I'm in California. I'm in Florida. I'm wherever I want to be, spending that max contract.
That's facts. I'm working on my Maserati model kit. I do model cars.
Or maybe I just become like Midwest Magic Johnson. You know?
Oh my God!
Movie theaters. I'm selling you all kinds of shit. I just take the whole shit over.
And drive-thrus is winning right now. You start a drive-in movie right now with some max money.
Boom! Rick Ross doing that. Guaranteed.
You kidding? I'm going to Miles Brown Theaters right now.
Exactly. See? Well, king of the Midwest.
Dog, being the king of the Midwest does sound scary, though, because then you know you would have to deal with, like, you would eventually have to see the meth kingpin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe not for business, but you'd see him at a party, you know, and it's like, oh, my God, do I have to talk to meth man? I mean,
that's why I definitely wanted to include the lay in the cut option, because you only need, like, you know, a small rotation of good friends and pretty people. And then it's just like, yeah, don't bother me. I don't want to hang out with the unwashed masses if I don't have to.
That's facts.
Man, sometimes you just got to roll the dice. See if you meet a meth head. Might be a story in it.
That could be a story. Once again, if you're right, when Kurt Rambis's book comes out, it is going to be filled with tales of methamphetamines. I hope.
Kevin McHale looked like he got it in. He might have had a night one time.
Yeah.
He got sick of, drinking that Coors Light with Larry Bird. He was like, hey, pass me that. let's see what happens here.
McHale probably hit dust too. He's a PCP guy. He seems like he's a good guy. Yeah. Kevin McHale got wet. Definitely.
I'm not saying like consistently. I don't want to slander the man's good name.
Yeah, not at all. But
I think he experimented.
Yeah. Austin in the 80s.
Bill Walton was on that team. Dang. Who else was on that team? I know did drugs. Chief was on that team. Chief smoked hella weed.
Yo, yeah. Chief, yeah. His lips is certainly blunted. He used to smoke fucking Phillies. No flavor Phillies.
So, yeah. I could see how him looking at them. Them being the free spirits and legends they were. And then one night you're at the party, somebody passes the blue pipe, and you're just like, oh, yeah, fuck it.
You know what?
Let's see what happens.
We beat Atlanta again.
Right.
We got the we got home court locked up.
We playing Cleveland. Yeah, pass me that. I'll smoke that shit. Let's see what happens.
If I got home court locked up, yeah, I'm liable to try anything. I'm a scientist.
I'm just sometimes you just gotta be in it for the story, man.
The thoughts and views on this podcast are mine and mine alone. I don't want anybody to catch any. I should definitely get the lawsuit from Kevin McHale for saying he
I love Kevin McHale.
Did some Ashy Larry shit one time. I love him too. That's you know what? It's
because
it's
a Minnesota
like
legend.
The same reason NBA legend.
Love him. But
you a Minnesota cat on the low?
Yeah. Yeah, I lived there for about 10 years of my life.
Oh shit.
Yeah. A lot of good times, a lot of bad basketball.
Sounds pretty Maso Menos in the end.
Hey, you know, you win some, you lose some.
What's the best, what's the most underrated thing about Minnesota? Just wonder. I've never been.
The summer and the spring. Like people always, you know, picture like, oh, you in the north, you know? Like they sent you to fucking Night's Watch or something. And it's like, yeah, it is like that from I don't know, November to March, but in spring, summer, when the lakes open up, sun starts shining down. Right. Yeah. Good time.
Okay. We like vibes.
Yes, man. You can shoot a video out on them lakes. Pretend you're rich. It's a vibe.
You know who else likes lakes? I'm trying to look. Marshawn Brooks. That's a name you missed on the Lakers roster. I don't know. That was a terrible attempt.
Marshawn Brooks.
A terrible attempt at a segue.
when you mention lakes and Lakers, I'm thinking of, what was his name? Cedric Ceballos. 1-2-3 Cancun. You don't remember that?
No, what's the 1-2-3 Cancun?
Cedric Ceballos was one of that Lakers downturn, you know, when they were shitty. Like right after Magic dip, before Kobe and Shaq got there, it was just Nick, Eddie Jones, Cedric Ceballos, some randoms.
Eldon Campbell?
Yeah. And I forget the exact details because I'm old and again, too many drugs. But Cedric Ceballos, I think, missed a game or missed a practice or something. And they caught the nigga out like on camera on a jet ski. And then I think 1-2-3 Cancun was a reference to like how they were ending the group huddles during games. Like, yeah, we just want to get out of here. Just give me my check. You know, my girl is waiting in the car. 1-2-3 Cancun. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yo, can you imagine getting caught with some shit in a world before the internet? Wow.
I mean, yeah. before the internet, I would eat that, you know? Like, yeah, I had a good day at the beach, you know? I met a nice new girl. We going out to dinner tonight. You niggas going to talk about me for like, you know, 4 to 8 hours, and then you're going to forget about it because there's no internet. Yeah. Yeah, shit, I do that all the time. They might kick me out the league if there was no internet.
So I like this. I like this theory. The internet is the only thing holding this thing together.
It is. People hold you accountable now. And, you know, what you could have got away with before, now they clown you in your pocket all day. Every time you open your phone, you're a dickhead. It's not worth it.
Bro, I know, man. I wake up, it's terrible to know that you suck. When I wake up and I look at my phone, somebody's like, hey, you suck, man. I'm like, damn, I ain't even brushed my teeth yet. It's like 7:30 in the morning.
Like I have that healthy self-loathing where, you know, I tell myself I suck.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, everybody else is telling you.
That's extra. Like, guys, I got different. Yeah.
It's like, nigga, you don't know how much you suck. Let me remind you.
Let me show you.
Yeah, you thought of this.
Yeah, here's some gifts to show you how trash you are.
So, yeah, I mean, internet, keep you honest.
Okay, final thought. Give me, are you a GIF head? Are you aware of any, are there any GIFs? You have any go-to GIFs? Or maybe like, are you a GIF guy or an emoji guy?
I mean, if I had to choose between the two, I say emojis just because I text more than, you know, I'm showing people GIFs or anything. Yeah.
Sure, sure. Because I won't be like, you know, what, give me a emoji or a GIF to describe the 2013-2014 Lakers. what would you, if you could describe them in one internet stroke of the key?
2013-14 Lakers.
One of the worst Laker teams of all time. Shouts out to Kendall Marshall, one of the best basketball players in Woodbridge history. Was his only curse was that he cared too much, and he was also very slow.
I'm trying to think, when did it get better? Like, it didn't get better until semi last year, right?
Kinda. It's and consistently last year wasn't good. It wasn't even that good. It was just a weird, the train was just.
Because I'm looking for, if you want like the hopeful emoji that indicates, oh, well, the suck is almost over, or it's like, nah, you got six more years of suck in front of you.
Yeah, I want the real, I want that, the old lady at the end of Game of Thrones, season one. Remember the pilot?
Yeah, when she, took the necklace off and she turned into the bottom of your foot when you get out of the bathtub. Yeah.
Yes, that one.
It would probably be the, you know, the woozy emoji where you look drunk. That one, because it's just setting in, like, oh, we suck now, and there's no end in sight. Like, that was around when they were going after LaMarcus Aldridge, right?
Yep.
The Los Angeles Lakers. Like, yeah, that's what I would feel right then. It's just whatever you call that shit. So yeah, that's my final answer.
Fully compromised. Mine for reference would be the fax machine.
Like, you guys suck and these are facts?
Yeah, here's the facts. Yeah, facts.
Okay, gotcha.
It would be a full sentence. Y'all are trash, fax machine.
Oh, well, you didn't give me the option to use it as punctuation.
I was cheating.
I might have gone with something different.
Yeah, see, that was me totally cheating because I forgot that there was no stakes, though. There's nothing like I was just feeling insecure because you almost took all of my money twice. And I was like, you know what? I got to get one win before I get up out of here.
I mean, I'm proud of myself for remembering as much as I did. I still didn't do that well, though.
Hey, you know what? In the terms of history, I'm going to say you nailed it because I don't quite remember this, you know.
All right. It's been like a winner.
And on that note, podcast champion Miles Brown, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on, man. Thanks for listening to NBA Storytime. I'm your host, co-writer, and stretch three on the floor, Jamel Johnson. Harry Swartout is our producer, co-writer, and a man heavily invested in RecSpecs. Daniel Hartigan is our script editor and the guy who mops up after people who fall down under the basket. Haley O'Shaughnessy is our consulting producer and leading the league in bench points. Devin Shepard is our production coordinator and the only one who makes sure we all get on the team bus on time. John Yales and Peter Moses are our executive producers, and they also insisted on calling their own fouls. Real good to you guys. NBA Storytime is a Blue Wire podcast. Catch you next time.